Story of the Toilet, Rabbi Shlomo Manus.
Morning, everyone. This morning I would like to talk about a topic that the Maaser will encompass with it the whole day, many times a day. And it's a thing that needs a bit of clarity, since we're involved in it every day, many times. There's a bit of not so much clarity in it, and hopefully today we'll get a bit of clarity. And that is the Hilchos Brachos. Hilchos Brachos is a very choshev inyan, to the extent we all know there's a chiyuv. Many people think it's a nice thing, but the Maaser said it's a chiyuv to make 100 brachos every day. It's a Gemara, and it's a kabbas in the Shulchan Aruch. Chayev of nevarich me'o brachos b'chol yoyim. And the drosha is va'ato Yisrael l'shtei in posuk mo Hashem l'kecho shol me'imoch vodak l'shpochu asomas kiim l'yiro. The Gemara Darshan's altikrom mo elom me'o. And we all have to make 100 brachas every single day. They say the brisker all. That's all. You used to meet him any time of the day. You ask him where you're holding. I'll tell you exactly what number he's holding. But he kept cheshbon where he's holding the me'o brachas. So the Maaser, every weekday is very easy. We've got 3 times Shmini Esrei. It's 19 times 3 is 57. We're well along the way. Come to Shabbos and Yom Tov, then it's a bit harder. But the Maaser, the Musig of Brachos is a Moed Kashmir for us. It's your Duar Shach. That's how when people used to come to him for Yeshua for something, or for Yeshua, he used to tell them, bench from a bencher. Say Birkas Hamadon from a bencher, that was his Bracha. If you do that, you'll have a Yeshua. I think Ramey Tzvi Bergman, now is the time in Likud, around this time, one of these days, they're doing the Gansa HaSukha to Mechazik Teira. Thousands and thousands of people are coming to Mechazik Teira. So last year, Matthew Bergman came, he was the guest of honor, the guest speaker, and he came and he said this Nakuda. He was speaking about the, you know, it's a Makas, not a Makas Medina, a Makas HaOlam, about all the singles, the girls, and he used to say, he was mamish and sang with them. And he said, my bracha to you is, I give you a etza. Do like Mashveh said, he said. Do like Avshach said. Bench from a bencher. And hopefully that will be a skuller for you to have Yeshua. That's what he told them. He didn't say anything else. That was his message, B'shem Avshach. So Amela, it's a choshev inyan to Mishchazikin. But Amela, I want to give a bit of clarity on the inyan. There's a big difference between bracha Rishonah and bracha Achronah. We say lots of bracha rishonas every day, and we say a few bracha achronas after we eat. But there's a major difference between the two. And if we understand the difference between the two, we won't get mixed up in certain halachas. What do I mean mixed up? There was a rebbe here in Manchester who told me the following. He was walking down the corridor in school, and he met a boy. And he saw the boy didn't make a bracha on what he ate. So he must have known that he didn't make the bracha before he left the classroom. And he was in the corridor and he was eating. So he asked the boy, what a bracha? What about a bracha? He said, no, it was less than the kazayas. Right? So that we all know, Baruch Hashem, right? So kazayas is only bracha achrina, right? Bracha rishayna, of one crumb you have to make a mozi. There's no shea legari bracha rishayna. That we know. But we'll soon see there might be chidushim. Bracha Rishonah, there's a major difference, Bracha Rishonah, Bracha Achrinah. If I ask you, I don't have to answer, but a Maaser, if I want to make a Shahaka now on some sweets, let's say, a Smartie, whatever it is, and I want to eat Smarties for a long time, what's the maximum amount of time my Bracha Rishonah can last for? I'm making Shahaka now on these sweets, and I'm going on an outing now. Let's say I want to, or Erev Yom Kippur will be the Shema. Erev Yom Kippur, a mitzvah. Some people have a minute to have raisins the whole day because a mitzvah can be fasted on the extra day if you eat on Erev Yom Kippur. It's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. I want to eat the whole Erev Yom Kippur. How long would my heart eat on raisins? Let's say I want to chew raisins out. So many people say 7 to 2 minutes. Till you finish eating. So the Maaser, different opinions over here. The Maaser, let's say I've got eight now, I'm going to take a half an hour break, I'll take a 2 hour break, a 3 hour break. Do I have to make a new eight after 3 hours, let's say? The Maaser, This musik of 72 minutes is only by Brocha Achreina. This shir of 72 does not come in by Brocha Achreina at all. Why is that so? So we have to go to the basics of what Brocha Rishon and Brocha Achrein is. They're all brochas, and they all say Shem Hashem in it, Amelech Ha'olam, but the ma'aseh, they're completely choluk, v'yisvei dinam, what they're trying to do. Brocha Rishon, the Gemara says in brochas, he asks the student, we've got a pasuk, we say, La'ashem ha'aretz umleim. Hashem ha'aretz umleim, teilu v'yeshiva. HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns everything. La'ashem ha'aretz umleim. The eretz, Umaloya, whatever it contains, all belongs to HaKadosh Baruch. Fred the Gemara, I've got a seerah. We say in Hallel, David HaMelech says in Tehillim, HaShomayim, Shomayim Hashem, Va'aretz, Rasan Livnei Adam. We own it. It was given to us. So what's going on? Is it Hashem Ha'aretz? Or is it Aretz Rasan Livnei Adam? The Gemara says a major difference. Kan Lifnei Abracha, Kan La'acha Abracha. Before the bracha, it's Hashem's. We don't own it. The Gemara says, a person who makes a bracha, doesn't make a bracha, he kill all gozal me'akadosh baruch hu. He's moil. Like a person who's mishlamish in the Beit HaMikdash, he uses something, the menorah, he has to bring a korah me'ira, a person who eats without a bracha rishena, he's kill all moal v'kot she shamayim. It wasn't his. He stole from Hashem. Kan la'acha bracha. When a person makes a bracha, now it's ours. So Hashem ha'aretzum lo'ya, when is it Hashem's? Before the bracha. We say a bracha yishen ha'et shahakol adama. Now it's ours to eat. Now we've got rishus to eat. So the yisoy the bracha yishen is nothing to do with saying thank you. It's nothing to do with saying thank you. Bracha yishen is ha'akora, recognizing that this comes from Hashem. Like we say, boirei periyot. There's no noida lacha. We didn't say noida. We're just recognizing that this is not our, this came from Hashem. Once we recognize it, it's ours. We're recognizing it came from Hashem. It's a hakara, a recognition that this wasn't ours, and now it's ours. That is Baruch Rishonah. Therefore, it's got nothing to do with 72 minutes. Because 72 minutes is by Baruch Achrein. Baruch Achreinah is a hoidah thanking Hashem for what we got. We felt satisfied. We got some hanah from Hashem. We're thanking Him for feeling full, for getting something from Hashem. That's what Bracha Achrona is. Bracha Achrona is a thanks, and Bracha Rishona is not a thank. It's a hakara, it's a recognition that's from Hashem. Now, if we understand that fundamental difference, it opens up the whole sugya of brachas now. 72 minutes is a shir of saying thank you. Because we know, Baruch Hashem, we're all brought up hopefully well, and we say thank you for everything. But there's a difference saying thank you when you still benefit from it, or just saying thank you, because that's how we talk. Yeah? If I'm a fool, and I had a real good sudha, and now I thank Hashem, that's a thank you. If I say it 10 hours later, when I'm hungry for a next meal, oh, I didn't say thank you for the last meal, I'll say thank you. It's not a thank you. That's why 72 minutes applies by Brocha Achreina. Because 72 minutes, let's say a person had a kazayas or pas. So 72 minutes later, it's called digested already, and he doesn't feel any benefit from it. So it's not a thank you. He's lost it. He can't say thank you anymore.
Well, I could say thank you for half of his eyes.
You don't feel it. No, you don't feel it.
I'm going to ask you
thank you. But that's not a thank you. We're used to saying thank you, but that's not a thank you. A thank you, Rabbi Nishleinim, has to be that we're still nene from it. We're nene. No, no, a small amount as well. But we have to be nene. 1 to 72 minutes, we're not nene. Grada, I remember a Falk said in Shea. I was looking at Hilchos Brachos by him. That's why I got me to say this one. Rav Falk said in Shem, Mary the Kazakh, he said, it's your dua in the welt about 72 minutes, that lucky number. But the Maisa, it doesn't always apply. Sometimes you have many hours to say Baruch Achrein. If you have a kazayis, a small amount, that gets digested in 72 minutes. But a person who has a chasna suda, or even a shabbos suda, he's not hungry an hour later, he could be hungry 4 hours later. He's got 3 or 4 hours to say Baruch Hashem wasn't still. 72 minutes is only if you're not feeling that satisfaction anymore. But if you're still full from that full course, chasna suda, or sheva brachas, avada, you can say thank you 2.5 hours later. No problem at all. He said the oilam don't realize this, but it's poshut, the gamri, that is the thing. You feel satisfied, you can still say thank you.
So there must be a gap in between Brachu Yishen and the next one.
Oh, so I can't have Brachu Yishen anyway. This is bracha achrona. So bracha achrona is to do with thanking. Thanking Hashem. We can only say thank you, Dr. Gemara, when we feel satisfaction. Once it's gone past the digestive system, meaning that we don't feel that hana anymore, we can't say thank you. That can be 72 minutes, and sometimes it could be a few hours if we have a whole chasna suda or shava suda. It can't be less than 72 minutes, no. It can't be less. 72 is the minimum that it takes to digest. But this is only negea by brocha achrona, which is saying thank you. Brocha rishona, which got no connection to saying thank you, it's recognizing Hashem. Rafaq used to say, if you make a brocha rishona at the beginning of the day, and you only eat smarties the whole day, you make one brocha rishona in the morning. Doesn't make a difference how many hours passed. If I want to carry on eating, and I haven't changed my mind saying, I've finished now, if you haven't been Masiach Das, your brocha rishona can last the whole day. Because brocha rishona is toila on Hesach Adas. If I decided I'm not eating. That is what takes away brocha rishona. If I decided I'm full now, and somebody comes in with a nice ice cream, now I need to make a new shakal a minute later, because I decided I'm not eating. Once I've decided I'm not eating, that cuts off my brocha rishona. That's what cuts it off. But 72 minutes, or a few hours, do not take away brocha rishona if I want to carry on eating.
Even if you're distracted.
Oh, even if I'm distracted, I've got busy. So that might depend. It depends on what. Let's say I want to come eat. I want to eat. I get busy with that work and that sefer, whatever it is. But I want to chew on sweets the whole day. That's that. I don't have to say that I'm a new brother, I'm a child. Oh, there's another nekuda to be able to take away your brocha rishona, like you're saying, and that is called if you mashane mokum. If you go out of a roofed area, some say even from room to room, chatchila it's better that, but a maestra, we don't work with that la halacha legamri zicha b'diavet. If a person goes out, to, let's say to the road, you go to these streets, you're eating over here, suda, and someone tells you, no, someone's calling you outside. You didn't plan to go outside, someone called you now. Many times, you go outside to these streets, you come back here, you might have to make a new brocha rishona. Why is that? And when is that? Oh, when is that going to be? There's two conditions for this to be. To be able to keep your brocha rishona here, there has to be one of two conditions fulfilled. Either there's some people left here who are still eating, not dafka here, where people love dafka eating. Let's say people are eating here with me, and they haven't benched. Even one person. I'm eating, let's say, coffee or tea or cake with somebody over here, and someone calls me outside. As long as someone's still here, if I come back and he's still eating, we haven't benched yet at least, I don't have to make a new shahak. I'm having my coffee.
Sitting like this or together?
Sitting together. Together. Eating together. Yeah, no, not like that. Or maybe one over there. No. You're eating together. If you're eating together a meal, or tea and coffee, but a maestro, one of you has benched, one of you hasn't. And nobody's benched. And one of them gets called outside. You go outside for a minute, you come back here, you go make a new shahaka. Why? Because in Niach Mitzvah Chaver, your chava, your friend kept the bracha here for you. That's one halacha. Even shahaka, doesn't make a difference. Shahaka, Eitz, Ha'adama, Mezainus, whatever you want. In Niach Mitzvah Chaver, it's said by all brachas.
Family helped in the house?
It has to be eating, not keeping you company. Somebody eating with you who hasn't benched. It doesn't mean he's going to eat another coffee stuff. Abi hasn't benched, he's called connected to the Suda, the Mela, you don't lose your Bracha Rishayna. There's another case, that even if you go outside, you also don't lose your Bracha Rishayna, and that is even if you're eating by yourself sometimes. That is if you're eating bread. If you're eating challah, bread, those types of things, that keeps your Bracha here as well. Can anyone think why? Oh, why is I back? Oh, because you have the bench in the place where you ate. By pass, by bread, you have to come back. It's not just a nice thing. You have to come back. If you, let's say, ate some challah here, started driving off home, and you realize halfway, 10-minute drive, hey, I didn't bench. You have to come back here to bench. That's what you have to do. Very philosophic. I can't hear. Sorry? Now, saying this is a suffix, we need to talk on bracha b'mkayim or not, but let's talk about pass.
Pass.
Sorry?
How far does it be gone before you don't have to cut
it? Oh, so that's going to be taken some on the Shev Mil as well. The pashtus, the chatchila of maisi is supposed to come back, even if it's inconvenient. But the maisi, that's what the halacha is, or pass.
It's impossible.
What? No, if it's impossible, yeah, if you do it, yeah, Nachman. But the maisi, the din is, tolom brocha b'mkoymoy. Birkas ha-mozun, you don't have to bench on the seat where you are. You see the same place, it's fine, in the same room, and you see the place where you ate, you can bench in that corner as well. But you have to bench where you ate. Since you have to bench where you ate, even if I go outside to an unroofed area, it keeps the bracha here. And therefore, I come back, I don't lose my bracha rishona, I don't make a new hamotzi, I don't wash again. So one of two things, we learn bracha rishona, you can keep your place even if you go out. If you go out to an unroofed area, be'etzem, you've lost your bracha rishona. If I say shahako here, I'm in a room by myself, and I go outside because someone called me, I have to make a new shahako on my coffee when I come back.
Is an exception if you have a zintical
paradise. Oh, we'll come back. Yeah. If we have it in mind, that's something different than a kalami. But let's say, I didn't have it in mind, I made shahako, I thought I was going to stay here till I finished the coffee, someone called me outside, it's not roofed area, I've lost my bracha, I come back here, I make a new shahako. That's the halach. The only case is, one case, as you said, let's say I knew before I'm a shahako, I'm going to go out, then I don't lose my bracha because I had das to go out. And I can even carry on drinking outside. Let's say I'm going on an outing. I want to start eating a shahakal now and carry on eating on the coach. I only make one bracha. I went outside because I had das to go outside. If you had das to go outside, you don't lose your bracha. B'shas the bracha. B'shas the bracha, you have to have das so you're going to go out. If you never had das and I go to an unroofed area, I've lost my bracha. In two cases, when I never had das, I didn't lose my bracha. One case is, if I've left somebody here who's still eating with me, or drinking with me and hasn't benched yet, that's one case I haven't lost my bracha. Another case is, if I wash. If I wash on bread, I'm eating by myself. Someone calls me outside, or I have to go outside for a minute to make Kiddush Tavana, and I come back, I don't have to make a new amoitzi, because bread holds the bracha here, because I have to bench here, that kept my bracha.
Like how in the coffee room, I make a coffee, there's no roof. I can have
the bottle
to drink it there and bring it as well.
Correct. Okay. Where's the no roof? In the coffee or here?
We have a roof outside. We have a roof outside.
Okay.
Outside roof.
Right.
I said there's no roof outside. In the coffee room, I make a
broth
in the coffee room.
And you've got dance to go outside? Here.
Have it here.
I
can go through the outside and here.
Correct.
No problem.
Correct. If you had dance, it's fine. Yeah. Yeah. If you had
dance,
it's fine.
If you wash before you go somewhere, because say you go by train, you don't have your gear to wash.
Oh, very good. This is a shaila that's very, very negea. Certainly at this time of year. People, let's say, it's negea in the winter as well.
If you make a broch and a coffee at home, and you haven't come on to, you go out for an hour and a half, you come back, knowing you're going to have another coffee and another coffee, and you still have to make another broch after 2 hours.
Broch or shayla are you talking about? Bracha Rishayna, as long as you want to carry on drinking, one shahaka.
So if you had in mind, there's no time.
There's no cut-off point. There's no cut-off point for Bracha Rishayna. The 72 minutes you spoke out is only for Bracha Rishayna. Bracha Rishayna. Oh, so I'll come to Bracha Rishayna in a minute. What is the time the Gavi drinking? For liquid and solid, is different shiurim. How long it goes through the system.
No, but if I know I'm going to have a coffee when I get back,
yes, you should, because otherwise you might not be able to go back on it. I'll answer your question now, but I'll just come back to this for a minute. The kasha over here that was asked was Saka Veri Negea. Many times people are invited for Friday night, let's say for afters. Someone's making a bar mitzvah suda or shevar brachas, and they're invited for afters. So what do you want to do? You want to start your suda at home, and you want to have afters there. Now you could bench at home, and then make a shahakal on ice cream and burn the foshas when you get there. Or don't eat there. You don't have to eat there either. So let's say you want to eat there. Right? So you've got a few choices. Either you can bench at home and make shahakal and burn the foshas on ice cream when you get there. There is another eitzah. If you have in mind, b'shas you made hamoitzi, b'shas you washed and kiddush adayim, you had in mind that I want this hamoitzi to be able to carry on, and I want a bench in a different place. Then if you have some bread over here, and you eat some bread over there, you can bench over there. The Chatzchila, there's a Maida to have a Kazayis, Magen Avraham said you should have a Kazayis at least in the first place, and the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch called you should also have a Kazayis even in the second place. I mean, Ikadin, even if you have a bit of bread here and a bit of bread there, you can bench over there. That's the Chatzchila, you're allowed to go out and bench over there. That is, to answer your question. The other question about the person has a coffee. How long does he have to stay burning the foshes for? The Maisa, the Sheh Ikul, the way it goes through the body by liquids is much quicker than solids. The halacha is, by liquids you only have half an hour to stay burning the foshes. You can test yourself, and the TSA says a person realizes he has to go to excuse himself much quicker for liquids. It goes through the body very quick. For wine, for coffee, for regular, even if it's not coffee, it's got caffeine, it's zikr that does the job. But the mice, even regular water, half an hour, you had a 20 to 10, you had a cup of water, you didn't drink in between, you got till 10 past 10 to say, burn the foshes, otherwise finished. You can't say. Quarter past 10, it's too late. You've got half an hour, it's not 72 minutes by liquids. By liquids, only half an hour. Let's say I have a few coffees. As long as you didn't have a half an hour in between each one, you can go bottle the last one, and then you go half an hour after the last coffee, you say burn the foshes. But that's by liquids. By liquids, you only have half an hour to be able to say burn the foshes. Now,
how does that work when you're having a hot coffee?
Yeah. So the mice, even though that's a couple of different liquids, how quickly do you have to eat to be able to be mitzaref it? So normally a kazayas has to be take the achidas pras. That's within between 4 and 9 minutes. The kudus liquor should say 9 minutes. They gave by matzah as well. How quick do you have to have it? So the chatchila within 4 minutes. The diavet till 9 minutes. If you had it, you can still say you still got achidas brach achrim by liquid. By drink, whatever the derech is to have. So normally, by a cold drink, you're supposed to drink it in 2 sips. A revius in 2 sips. That is kadesh siyas revius. A hot coffee, the derech is not like that. So it doesn't matter what everybody ashur. Even if you have bit by bit by bit, that's a derech to eat a coffee, to drink a coffee.
Half an hour after.
It doesn't matter. Half an hour after you finish that last sip, you've got to be able to say boi nefosh. So we've spoken now. Once you see the chiluk between Baruch HaRishonah and Baruch HaRachonah in reasoning, it's all moving, right? Baruch HaRishonah has got nothing to do with saying thank you. Therefore, you're not limited to time. If I make a shakar in the morning and I want to have Smarties or I want to have sweets the whole day, I make one shakar, it lasts me the whole day. Because it's nothing to do with saying thank you. What takes it away? Hesach HaDas. Either I decide I'm not eating anymore, or I didn't say if you made a Baruch HaRachonah that also cuts it off. If you say go in the foshes, that also cuts off. I need to make a new shahaka. Or if I go out, if I'm a shana mekoyme, I go out to an unroofed area, that can also take away my bracha rishayim. There's 2 cases of the bracha rishayim that won't take it away. If I have passed, or I left people in.
With liquids, can you make another bracha rishayim? What did you say?
What was the case? Sorry.
The case where after half an hour, it's...
If half an hour will not take away bracha rishayim, it takes away bracha achrayim. Because I can't say thank you if it's gone through the system. Baruch Rishayna, you have a loss. Baruch Rishayna, you have a loss.
Even if you had in mind, you would have in mind in an hour's time of having another coffee. You've lost your Baruch Rishayna.
So he said, you've lost your Baruch Rishayna if more than half an hour has passed between starting another drink. If you start another drink within the half an hour of finishing the first one, then the Baruch Rishayna will be able to go on the first one. You mustn't have a half an hour break of not drinking.
After half an hour, although I didn't make boiling the fushes after half an hour,
right.
But I had in mind to have another coffee after 50 minutes,
yes.
I don't have to make another bracha rishayim.
Correct. But nicely, you should have made a bracha rishayim.
You should have made that.
You should have made bracha rishayim. All that should be able to do.
Yeah.
Now, bracha rishayim is different. Bracha rishayim is saying thank you to Hashem. And therefore, bracha achrona, the only thing, and this is the only thing that takes away bracha achrona. I asked a few people, what takes away bracha achrona? If you go out to an unroofed area, you've lost it. You can't lose saying thank you to Hashem. The only thing that can take away a chi of bracha achrona is I don't feel satisfaction anymore. I'm not satisfied anymore. I don't feel that I'm off on that food. That's the only thing that takes away bracha achrona. I can go to Bnei Brak. I won't lose my bracha achrona. Granted, it could be more than 72 minutes or a few hours. I'll lose it. I can't. It doesn't make a difference. Mishana Mekoymoy. You can go anywhere. If you're within that time, you still feel full, you can say Bracha Achareinu. Roofed and unroofed do not come into Bracha Achareinu. Bracha Achareinu, the only thing that takes away Bracha Achareinu is if I don't feel full. If I had a kazayis and it's 72 minutes have passed, or let's say I had a Sheva Brachas and a few hours have passed, I don't feel full anymore, I can't say thank you. But it doesn't make a difference where I've gone. I'm still mechuyav to say thank you, Tasha.
Once you've made a bracha achareinu, that automatically means that you have to make another bracha.
Correct. That cuts off the bracha rishayna. That's one of the things. One of the things that cuts off bracha rishayna is if I say bracha achareinu, if I bench, and a second later someone brings in something nice, I have to make a new bracha rishayna. That cuts it off. That's one of the things that cuts it off. Now, I think we'll have to leave the other nekudas for a different time. Blessed Hashem. I just want to tell you. A choshev zach about brachas is that besides the nekuda that Rav Shach used to say that it's a moedik eskula to be able to b'zeicha to refuas nishus the ma'isa a bracha be'etzem. If we think about what we're saying, we say it so many times in the day. We're full of it brachas, and that's why be'emes, I'm talking about myself. It can be a few minutes after benching, and one thing is that I bench and I not bench. What's the law? Because I don't put enough of a isik in brachas. I'm not thinking enough what I'm saying. And maybe I've got my stomach a few minutes later that I bench or not bench. The person would think what he's saying. Baruch atah Hashem, elikeinu melech ha'olam, sha'akol ne'evidvara, u'noide lecha, you're thanking Hashem, will be a different life. You'll be living with Hashem the whole time, and it could be that was the whole reason. It's mashma from the pasuk. The whole makor of Meir brachas is, kiyim le'yira oisti. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to fear him. We're acquainted that food is what we have to eat. We have to eat every single day. So we have to make brachas. We make so many brachas. That way we're connected to Hashem. It's an opportunity to be able to be connected. I remember going, I once went to Eretz Yisrael, Al Bocha. I was 16, I think I was 18. I was in a shul ketana in Gateshead, Eretz Yaakov. And I went with my brother to Eretz Yisrael. And being that we're kohenim, many people go to Eretz Yisrael, they go around to all the kvarim. So my brother and me were kohenim. So we couldn't go to all the ones who were nifter, we went to all the alive ones. So we went to Rav Shach, we went to Shmuel Orbach, we went to Steinman, we went to Moshe Stern, Rodovis Soloveitchik, Shmuel Yaakov Fischer, and I was there. Baruch Hashem, I spoke to a very lot of them. I went into Moshe Stern, I wanted to go and speak to him, we'll go and see him. So I went to Shari Chesed, I knocked on his door. I waited a bit, and he opened the door. And he motioned to me to come in, but he couldn't speak. He sat me down, and he was in the middle of benching Birkas HaMazon. You should have heard the way he benched. Rachim no Hashem Aleikeinu, Al Yisroel Amecho, Val Yishlai Mirecho. Every word was so sweet to hear. That was thanking Hashem. If we were Chazik and Brachas, in this Indian, and we think about the Tachas, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it, and all the Rishui connected, then Be'ez Hashem will always Zeich the Rufus Nishu. Oh,
man!
First one, I'm not sure.